Welcome to the Focus Today podcast with Perry Atkinson.
Well, welcome to Focus Today. I'm your host, Perry Atkinson, and always interested in what's going on in detail there in the Middle East, especially in Israel, and the war that's been going on since October 7th. And I think that sometimes we got to be careful that we just don't let it become a headline that slides on by. This is very serious what's going on and should impact all of us. I'm very honored to have with us today Yuri Shaham, if I'm saying that correctly, a paramedic and chief of staff there of the Megan David Ottman Israel National Emergency Medical Services. And by the way, they do have a website. It's mdais.org. And there's a picture of their landing page. And boy, they are frontline warriors doing a great job. That's mdais.org. Yuri, good to see you. How are you, friend?
Good morning, Perry. Thank you. And thank you for having me, and good morning to all our audience.
Oh, well, good. Where are we? Where are you?
I'm currently in the National Emergency Dispatch Center for Magen David Adom. With your permission, I'll call it as MDA. Okay. It's short. Where we are constantly following what's going on in Israel. Actually, just an hour ago, we heard sirens because Hezbollah is targeting the northern cities and villages in Israel. And still, there is still fighting going on in Gaza. So we are on a constant preparedness process to see if anything happens, then we need to respond for the people of Israel. This is what we are doing.
So in spite of Ramadan, they're still lobbing missiles?
Indeed. Actually, many investigators or many people estimate that Hamas and Hezbollah, the terrorist organization, will use Ramadan to try and put the area on flame. They use the religious aspect of Ramadan, intended for good things, as everyone knows, religious, the good side of religion. But Hamas and Hezbollah will try to turn it over to a religious war. And this is really concerning.
Wow. So tell us about how you prepare for such activity. Do you train people for this kind of work?
Indeed. Magen David Adom has a fleet of almost 1,500 ambulances. And the entire 30,000 volunteers and 3,500 staff are constantly being prepared by training, by exercise, by coordination with the Israeli army, with the police, with the government agencies. But because what we've seen on October 7th, where Hamas invaded kibbutzim and villages and cities in Israel, we are also preparing the population in Israel. We are having training for communities. We are equipping communities with medical equipment. So if anything happens, they will be prepared to respond. Now, prepare for what? For tens of thousands and maybe hundreds of thousands of missiles coming from Hezbollah. And this is why we train our people and the people of the Holy Land to act, everyone by himself, not to wait for outer assistance, but to be prepared to respond to your own community, to your own family, to your neighbor. Help your neighbor. This is how you can save lives.
Wow. Well, first of all, how can we here in the United States help your organization?
Well, actually, the support that we are getting from a Christian community in the United States, especially in the United States, is just amazing. Many Israelis are not aware of how much support we get from Christian community, and I encourage you, keep supporting, because this helps us in two ways. First of all, it provides with such needed medical equipment that we have, so if something happens, we will be prepared. And second, this is something that boosts morale for Israelis. When they know that people in the States, especially Christians, are supporting us here in Israel, this encourages us. This strengthens our resilience. This makes us able to cope better.
So they can go to mdais.org to do that, right?
They can also go to savinglivesinisrael.org, that savinglivesinisrael.org, where you can find all the necessary information, all the different ways that you can support Magen David Adom. Now, Perry, let me tell you this. A story just happened last night. I was talking with one of our supporters in the United States, a great evangelical ministry. And my son, my 10 years old son, was asking me, "Daddy, why do you speak in English at the middle of the night?" I told him, "Because I'm speaking with somebody far away in the United States. It's about 7 or 8 hours back." And he said, "Yes, but why is this gentleman speaking to you?" I said, "Well, he supports Magen David Adom. His community supports Magen David Adom." And my son asked me, "But why do they support Magen David Adom? They live back there in the United States." And I told him, "Listen, son, they care for you. They care for us as the people of Israel. And this support, this is something that allows us to better protect you as a child in the Holy Land." And Perry, let me tell you this. You should have seen the look in his eyes. The notion that there is such a great community in the States that allows him to sleep better at night, that protects his life, that allows him to grow up as a human being in Israel, in the Holy Land, is something that I think he will carry it with him forever. Oh. So the support doesn't only come for the physical support, but it also let us live a better life in Israel.
Can you tell us your experience of October 7th?
Yeah. Going back to this day is something that I think that an Israeli will ever remember. It's like asking an American, "Where have you been on 9/11? Mm. And that day when I personally woke up, and any Israelis woke up at 6:30 in the morning, we immediately understood that something out of the ordinary is happening. The barrage of rockets was something that we have never seen in Israel. And we, unfortunately, we've been experiencing missile attacks for 20 years. And I want to look at from two points of view on that day. The first one is Magen David Adom people in the kibbutzim, in the villages, and in the cities surrounding Gaza. Because at first, they thought that this is a barrage of rockets. But very quickly, they started hearing gunshots fire. And we never thought that Hamas will invade with thousands to civilians places and will kill and will perform atrocities like we have seen. But you know what, Perry? Magen David Adom people didn't run away that day. They stayed at the clinics. They stayed in their communities. And they made sure that anybody who needs their attention will get it. Mm. And Magen David Adom people, the paramedics and the EMTs in the ambulances put their own sake second to others' sake. Mm. Some of them, I just heard a Bedouin, a Muslim paramedic yesterday, telling how he was calling his father-in-law and telling him, "Listen, I love you all. If I don't come back from this day, please take care of my child for me." And what he did that moment, he went on the ambulance and went back to the scene, knowing that he might not come back. Still, he believed that this is the right thing to do. Mm. And let me tell you this, Perry. That day, October 7th, although it was one of the most darkest days in the history of Israel, it was a day of miracles. It was a day where Magen David Adom had 120 ambulances men above or on top of the regular shift, because our director general thought that it is important to have more ambulances, not because he had any information, but because somehow he knew. And this is a miracle, because those 120 ambulances were providing medical attention to mothers, to their babies, to innocent people, to the IDF. And that day was a miracle, because we have equipment in Magen David Adom station, in the ambulance station, for earthquake. Mm. And for years we never used this this equipment, but at that day when we most needed it, it was there. Third miracle, and I'm seeing the pictures, and I want to think about this. I want to speak about the third miracle, is the unconditional support that we got from evangelical communities. 2 days after October 7th, where when Israel still was trying to understand what was happening, Samaritan Purse knocked on Magen David Adom door, and when we opened the door and said, "Yes, what can? Who are you?" They said, "We are here in the name of Jesus. How can we help?" And when we explained Samaritan Purse that on October 7th, Magen David Adom lost 14 ambulances because Hamas was targeting them directly, were shooting with an RPG bombs, and were shooting with AK-47 directly on our ambulances, killing 4 people, then Samaritan Purse immediately said, "We are going to replace those all those ambulances, and on top, we will provide you with bulletproof ambulances, because we, Samaritan Purse, and the evangelical community, care for the people of Israel, and we want you to be able to respond to victims, and we want you to be able to respond safely to victims, and we urge you." This is how they told my president. "We urge you to do this as fast as possible, because we want to make sure that those ambulances are on the field."
I remember talking to you about that and seeing what Samaritan's Purse has done. This is just so amazing. And I just want to say to our viewers and listeners, look, this war isn't over. It's still going on very, very, very strong. And the constant need of supplies and material and equipment by MDA is there. So there's a couple of places you can go to: savinglifeinisrael.org or mdais.org. There's a couple of pictures of their landing pages, and support them as this work goes on. And how are you equipped today? How well are you doing today?
Well, we are currently preparing for a much larger war. As you mentioned, we are trying to expand our fleet of 1,500 ambulances, because we know that if a war with Hezbollah will break, the amount of missiles shot towards Israelis or Israeli population will be much more than Hamas has. The amount of TNT that those missiles will contain will be much larger. And although we trust our partners from around the world to assist in protecting Israel, we know that at the end of the day, the people of Israel will need our help. So we are expanding the ambulance fleet. We are purchasing more medical equipment. We are recruiting or calling people to give their blood, so we can supply the army or the IDF with more blood, and the hospitals with more blood. This is our mission, to assure our leadership that whatever is happening, they have to take care for the IDF to deal with our enemies. We will take care. Magen David Adom will be there for the population.
So in the meantime, how strong is the country? You've pulled together. How would you describe that today?
It's no secret that the year prior to the war, we had a lot of disputes. As a citizen of Israel, nowadays I feel that people feel much more united. They understand that although we might have our differences, at the end of the day, we are all living here. All Israelis are living here on the same piece of land, and there are much greater threats on the Israeli society. It is our duty to support each other to make sure that our enemies will never try to destroy us.
Well, my friend, thank you for your time. Can we stay connected with you and get updates?
Please, Perry, I'm at your disposal. And let me thank all our audience and all our supporters. And if I have one more second, I would ask you from the bottom of my heart, in your prayers, please pray to Lord Almighty to bring back our 134 hostages still kept by Hamas.
Okay.
The men, women, and children that are kept there for more than 150 days.
Okay. Again, mdais.org or savinglifeinisrael.org. Go there, prayerfully consider supporting them. Harry, thank you, my friend. Look forward to connecting again with you soon.
Thank you very much, Barry. Have a great day.
All right, God bless.
Thank you for listening to this week's Focus Today podcast. Remember, you can visit our website to check out all the interviews we did this week on our daily Focus Today TV show at thedove.us. And if you like this podcast, please take a moment to rate us and share it with your friends.